Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's the economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you're with us. When we do these interviews, our listenership spikes, so people are very interested to hear what you have to say. And you just came out with a recent index. Tell us a little bit about what it said.
Well, unfortunately, Kemp, your listeners must love to hear bad news, and we haven't gotten a lot better news this month. We just released our Architectural Billings Index for the month of September, and this is an index that's centered around 50, so any score above 50 indicates a growth in billings activity at architecture firms, growth in revenue, and below 50 is a decline, and we are now approaching 2 years of steady declines in design activity. Architecture firms say that their business turned down in very early 2008 and got a lot worse towards the end of the year and early this year, and been trying to climb back out of this hole in the last few months, but kind of have leveled off at a score of just over 43 for the month of September, and we need to get that back above 50 to indicate growth in design activity and ultimately growth in construction activity. Design activity does lead construction activity by about 9 to 12 months, so even when this turns around, we're still 3 to 4 quarters away from a pickup in non-residential construction activity, but so far haven't gotten there yet. Just sort of, like I say, locked in this kind of low to mid 40 range that we've been in for the last 6 months.
Well, we actually dropped all the way down to 33.3 in January. So I mean, it could be worse, I guess, huh?
We're moving in the right direction. Just be nice to move there a little bit faster.
Right. Well, I am, you know, I don't want to be grasping for hope here, but I am looking for anything that's showing signs of improvement, and there is actually a piece in here that does show signs of improvement. The inquiries for new projects rose to 59.1, which is the highest it's been in 2 years, right?
Yeah, and it's been above 50, which indicates an increase in inquiries activity. It's been above 50 for 7 straight months now. Now, we would have expected by now, 7 months of increase in inquiries, we would have expected to see an increase in billings activity over that period, and we're not seeing it. So I think it's given us, unfortunately, some false signals. And I think what it's telling us is that firms are, really casting the net a little bit wider for projects, looking beyond their traditional sectors and their traditional markets for new work. And so projects are getting more and more bidders, more and more firms are reporting as an inquiry the same project, and it's not generating more billings activity yet. Let's hope it will soon. But so far, it's, I think, a reflection of, like I say, people and firms looking a little bit harder for work. And to some extent, I think it's a reflection of the federal stimulus program where, states and local governments will have projects down the road, and I think they're just alerting design firms and contractors that work might be coming. They're alerting a lot of them, so I think a lot are reporting it.
Well, how long have you been doing this index?
We started this in late 1995, so we're approaching 15 years of running this monthly index.
And this is the longest dip below 50 that you've seen, right?
Yeah, by a long shot. There really isn't much competition, unfortunately. We started in 95, so we started coming out of the early 90s recession, which was pretty bad. So the only other sustained downturn we've seen was really earlier this decade, 2000, 2001, 2002, and we didn't see numbers in the 30s, much less the low 30s back then. It stayed soft for several years, but the numbers were in the low to mid 40s. So this has been a much more serious downturn than the non-residential downturn earlier this decade. And hopefully we'll see it bounce back a little stronger, but that remains to be seen.
So, and just to reiterate, you told us a minute ago that it's been below 50 since January of 2008, and continues to be below 50.
It does. And we're looking for, some region of the country or some sector to work its way out. We're starting to see some slightly better numbers on the residential side. That reflects, for our survey, mostly multifamily activity. And we'd expect that would be the first sector that would recover from this downturn. The commercial and industrial numbers still fairly weak with the recent release. A little more optimism from the institutional side. That's education, healthcare, government work. You know, again, some of that is probably reflecting some stimulus activity. But all the sectors, at present at least, remain fairly weak.
You say multifamily, even with vacancy rates as high as they are, people are starting to look at building on the multifamily side?
Yeah, well, there's over the long run, Kemp, I think going to be good, strong demand on the rental side. All the folks that were going into home ownership 3 or 4 years ago, I think will decide and have decided that that may not be the right choice for them, and they'll come back to the rental market. So I'm expecting that we're going to see, you know, some real good strong growth on the rental side over the next few years. The problem is that all these, you know, homes that were and condos that were built for owners that can't be sold are often temporarily converted over to the rental markets. We're seeing this a bit of a glut on the rental side. But once we work off that inventory, I think we're going to see some, you know, some reasonably healthy numbers on the multifamily side.
Well, let's go back to commercial for a second. When, as we look at what's holding us back, do you have any idea of why we're not just starting to see some recovery?
Well, yeah, I think we're working through an adjustment process. I mean, we've lost, what, over 7 million jobs in our economy since this recession began. That's a lot fewer office workers that, you know, that need office space. That's a lot fewer families that are spending money to generate need for retail space. So I think until we start to see job growth and income growth, we're not going to see you know, much of a pickup in commercial activity. We've also been tracking, I don't know if you have, Kemp, the you know, prices that we're seeing in commercial properties recently, they've declined pretty significantly. In fact, commercial property values have declined more during this downturn than house values. And we've heard a lot more about, you know, the decline, 30% or so decline in house values over this period. Commercial property values have declined 40% to date, and we're not through that yet. We haven't hit bottom yet.
Is that a U.S. average?
That's a U.S. average. That's a national index. And the downturn began in mid-2007 on the commercial side as opposed to kind of early to mid-2006 on the residential side. And the second quarter 2009, which is the most recent number we have, was the steepest quarterly decline in commercial property values so far during this downturn. So unfortunately, we're still very much into that problem, likely to go lower. And there's a lot of folks talking about defaults and foreclosures on the commercial side, much like we saw on the residential side. So, yeah, it's part of an adjustment process, and it's a very serious one, given how steep this downturn has been. So we'll work our way out of it. But on the commercial side, I think we've got several more quarters to go before we're going to see any improvement in construction activity.
Well, yesterday I was talking to a very successful commercial contractor who focuses in the Northeast area, and he was actually telling me some encouraging news. He said, you know, naturally there's not any huge projects that are getting underway, like corporate headquarters or anything like that. But he said those mid-sized renovation projects are actually keeping him busy. So,
well, I've heard a lot of that. You know, renovation work is stronger than new construction work, and smaller projects are more popular than larger projects. And I'm sure, you know, the speculative market is probably the weakest part right now. I don't think anyone's really building doing much work on a spec basis now. But you're absolutely right. I think we are seeing signs of this adjustment happening. There's sort of a fixed set of events we need to go through, and I think we're starting to see some signs that we're entering the early stages of that.
You look at the architectural index, but you also look at the housing market and some other projects you work with, and what are you seeing on the residential side as far as housing is concerned?
Well, I think we're, particularly on the single-family side, I think there's a degree of comfort that we have turned the corner there, that we've hit the bottom of the market probably first or second quarter of this year, and things are starting to work their way out very slowly. You know, home sales have been up, particularly new home sales. They've been up about 30% since the beginning of the year. Housing starts up about 20%. So those are off a very, very weak base, and you know, still have a long ways to go before we get back to, you know, what we hope the longer term trend is in those markets. But the encouraging side of it is that you know, we've now seen sort of 2-3 quarters pretty much continual improvement in those markets. So I think, you know, cross our fingers, knock on wood, but I think it's increasingly safe to say that a housing market recovery is underway, and that's very encouraging to ultimately turn around the commercial markets.
Yeah, we're on the bottom, hopefully. According to some news we just got from the Conference Board, another economic think tank up in, I guess, Michigan or so, this Ken Goldstein, he says that 8 of the 10 economic indicators are pointing in the right direction. So you buy into that?
They maintain the leading economic index, right. and that is usually a fairly accurate sign of where the economy is moving. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the stock market is telling us that mm-hmm. Things are moving in the right direction. So there's an encouraging and a growing set of encouraging signs out there.
Yeah. Okay, Kermit. Well, hopefully every time we talk month to month, things will start to continue to improve. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who is the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture, and we've been talking about the recent billing index, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.